A report published today warns that the auto-enrolment pension scheme won't address the inequalities faced by women. The report published by the National Women's Council says the scheme, due to be introduced next year, could actually make the pensions gap worse. Dr. Maureen Maloney of the University of Galway was among the experts in this area who contributed to the report. She joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Hello, Rachel.
Let's remind ourselves, first of all, what is the auto-enrolment scheme and when is it due to be introduced?
Okay, Rachel. So automatic enrolment is supposed to begin in September 2025. So it's aimed primarily at small and medium-sized organizations in the private sector. So over a 10-year period, employers, employees in the state will gradually increase pension contributions up to 6%, 6%, and 2%, respectively, of employee gross income. So if we take a look after 10 years, that means that 14% of gross income will be invested in what's being called the future fund in the name of each employee. So employees will be automatically enrolled, but they'll be allowed to opt out. However, every 2 years, they'll be automatically re-enrolled. So this will involve all employees between the ages of 23 and 60 who are not occupational pension plan members. Mm-hmm.
And the hope is then that this will help workers who don't have additional pension coverage. So what are your concerns?
So today I was at the launch of the report that was written by Oisin Gilmore of TASC for the National Women's Council of Ireland. So the report is called Still Stuck in the Gap. And I think that this kind of covers what is the concern of the National Women's Council. So the main point of the report is this. There currently is a gender pay gap of somewhere around 10%. But if we take a look at the gender pension gap, that's over 30%. And this is because women earn less, both because they work on average about 20 years before retirement, while men work 40 years before retirement, and also because of their interrupted work, their income is always less. So when we think about occupational pensions, the two things that are important are your salary and what percentage of that you're putting into your pension, and also the number of years that you work. So women, they fall down on both of those key important areas.
Right. So at the heart of this really is the fact that for a range of reasons, women tend to contribute less to occupational pensions.
Yeah, and a lot of those reasons are because of the burden of childcare and elder care, which fall primarily on women.
What then are the recommendations from this report? What improvements do you believe could be made?
Well, I think, you know, the point is that because, you know, women's work, especially that part of women's work that is unpaid, is the part that is causing them to fall down in terms of the in terms of an occupational pension. So, you know, there are several different recommendations of the report. You know, one of them would be that, first of all, that the state would be more upfront about any kind of analysis that they did based on gender. There's very little that has been let into the public domain. And also just generally about what the cost of this is going to be, because we know how much money is being paid in terms of tax relief, but we don't really have a very good sense of what is going to be paid in terms of implementing this new automatic enrollment policy. But I think the main concern is that, you know, the state has said that the social welfare pension, that is the bedrock of the pension system. And over the years, there has been an erosion of, you know, like an unofficial benchmark of the state pension at around 35%, which was to be around 35% of average annual earnings. So one of the main hard recommendations of this report is that the state would set that rate at 35% at a minimum and take a look at having a universal pension that would be based at 35% or higher of the average annual earnings.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. That was Dr. Maureen Maloney of the University of Galway, who was one of the contributors to that report on pensions.